Ryan has spent much time on the stump and on political ads tying Wood to lame duck Governor George Ryan. He calls Wood, in his words, a full and equal partner with Ryan, and says he's in the race because of the governor's broken promises. Promises to oppose expansion of O'Hare Airport, to oppose expansion of gambling, and to oppose tax increases.
I think people do expect that when you run on a set of promises in a primary to get their nomination, that you will govern on those same values. And so I do think that, unfortunately, his record is involved in this campaign and is, I think, something we certainly have a right to comment on.
But when the issue is abortion, Ryan has downplayed some of his views in public forums. He recently spoke in general terms when asked by reporters whether he would do anything to limit abortion in Illinois if Roe v. Wade was overturned, a possibility if President Bush gets to nominate new justices to the U.S. Supreme Court.
I think it's misleading, first of all, to talk in terms of hypotheticals. Roe v. Wade is the law. Whether I like it or not, that is the law. And if it's changed, then we'll have to see what the court says about it and what the court allows or doesn't allow. I am very pro-life, but I have always followed the law, and I'll follow the Constitution if I'm fortunate enough to become governor.
Abortion is not a hypothetical in Ryan's campaign. He sent out mailings telling voters about endorsements from two anti-abortion groups. And he's sending the same message through a blitz of automated phone calls. A Ryan spokesperson says that's necessary because opponent O'Malley is telling voters Ryan is not pro-life. Ryan has also had to defend himself for his role in the death sentences of Rolando Cruz and Alejandro Hernandez. Ryan twice prosecuted the pair, calling for their execution for a 1983 rape and murder of a 10-year-old girl. DNA evidence in 1995 did not match Cruz or Hernandez, a point Ryan repeatedly has tried to make.
I did what I did in our office based on the evidence which was available at the time. And the evidence, frankly, as you know, changed. Some of the evidence changed after I left office, 10 months after I left office. The DNA evidence, which, by the way, was a joint submission by our office.
The first convictions of Cruz and Hernandez were overturned by the Illinois Supreme Court in 1988. Ryan's DuPage County State's Attorney Office prosecuted them a second time, rather than pursue state police evidence against another suspect. Ryan continues to say his actions were justified, and he says he would be a strong advocate in the future for strengthening the ability of police to collect testimony.
For some time in writing, I've supported expanded use of videotaping of interrogations and confessions of suspects that are in custody, in police custody, who have been given their Miranda rights. I also suggested that we amend the eavesdropping statute to allow for surreptitious taping after someone properly waives their Miranda rights and agrees to talk to the police.
Ryan says Illinois' current economic woes requires fiscal discipline. He's calling for 5% across-the-board cuts, freeze money for member initiatives, consolidation of state departments, and pursuing an early retirement initiative.
Governor Edgar did that in 1991. I think that was a very good idea in tough economic times, because he was able to cut the headcount by 4,000 people and also save over $100 million in the first year. I think that's very important.
And Ryan says he would consider job cuts in the State Board of Education and the welfare caseworker workforce. Ryan's health may be an issue with some voters. He's undergone treatments for lymphoma. Doctors say his long-term prognosis is good. Ryan remains the front runner, and Wood and O'Malley have just over a week remaining to make up a lot of ground. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.